Okay, staying at home might be getting a bit old, right? And so are reruns of every sitcom you've ever watched? Well, critic Bob Mondello says maybe it's time to face the music and dance with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Fred and Ginger danced America through the Great Depression. No reason they shouldn't dance us through this. He, suave and ever eager. She, reluctant at first, but then going along in Swing Time, say, where Ginger's a tap instructor.
Miss Carroll, I want to show Mr. Gordon how much you've just taught me.
No, never mind. Oh, thank
you. She's just gotten fired because of something Fred did. He's trying to make it right with her boss, Mr. Gordon.
Now, how did you say that last step went?
Fred's a professional dancer. Ginger didn't know that. Now she does, and her face lights up.
Shall we try it right through? Won't you sit down, Mr. Gordon?
Several minutes of sheer bliss ensue. Fred, dapper, charming, and a stunning tap dancer. Ginger, as is often noted, doing everything he does, but backwards and in heels. Swing Time was the sixth of their 10 films together, and it's more or less perfect of its type, with a bunch of terrific numbers for the two of them, including one in Tux and Evening Gown, where he says that having danced with her, he'll never dance again. And for a moment, holding hands, they just walk around the dance floor, a few seconds longer than you think you can stand it. And then he steps slightly sideways, and she leans into his shoulder, and my God! Of course they danced the nation's depression away, in both the economic and emotional senses. Movies were the cheapest form of entertainment back then, and escape on screen meant extravagance, romance, and stories slight enough to get out of the way.
All right, go!
When the conductor gave a downbeat. This is from The Barclays of Broadway, a 1949 star vehicle that was the only Astaire Rogers film in color and the last time they danced together. The first time, some 16 years earlier, they were bit players in a forgettable piece of fluff called Flying Down to Rio, their spot, a specialty number when the characters were stuck at a nightclub without a ride back.
Just how much does it cost to get home from here?
The band was playing a Latin dance, the carioca.
I'd like to try this thing just once.
Not really in their wheelhouse, but...
Come on, honey.
She's in a dress that bounces at the hem. He's in a jacket and tie. And for the next 2 minutes on screen, they do a lot of stomping. You would not guess that this number would launch a partnership lasting 10 movies. But it does look like they're having fun. Oddly, they dance most of the carioca with their foreheads pressed together, dancing not cheek to cheek, but brow to brow. Anyway, audiences liked it, and the rest is history. And her story, especially her gowns, they got more and more elaborate, feathers enough to fill a down comforter when dancing cheek to cheek, and that beaded number for Let's Face the Music and Dance in Follow the Fleet.
There may be trouble ahead.
There was trouble with the dress. The beading was gorgeous, but it weighed so much that once the skirt started moving, it kept going. You can see them posing briefly at the end of Spin so her hem can twirl around her legs.
Let's face the music and dance.
And then twirl back, freeing her to take the next step.
Before the fiddlers have fled.
You can find most of their dance numbers online and watch them by themselves, but don't. You miss the tension that builds up between the Fred and Ginger characters that way. In every movie, their relationship was prickly, his insistence meeting her resistance, and when the emotions built to the point that they could no longer be contained, they erupted in song and dance. I understood that in a personal way. My folks had a sometimes abrasive relationship when I was small. Barbs were traded, sadly not as funny as in the movies, but on a dance floor, which could be just kitchen linoleum if the right song came on the radio, Mom and Dad were so in tune, so graceful. I remember one New Year's party when Mom wore a long dress, Dad a dark suit, and when they joined the other couples dancing, after a few seconds, everyone backed away to watch them, just like in a Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers movie. Barbs forgotten. Everything just...
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak.
Fred and Ginger made the world's troubles vanish in the 1930s for Depression-era audiences, at least for a couple of hours. What do you think? Can they do it again? I'm Bob Mondello.